This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today, the New Big Sky Singers.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central Monday morning rail. 15 cars, 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train rolls out of Kankakee, rolls along past houses, farms, and fields, passing trains that have no name, freight yards, an old black man, and the graveyards of rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Dealing card games with old men in the club car. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. I can feel the wheels grumbling through the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride the father's magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the waves is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are ya? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime in the city of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home we'll be there in the morning, through the Mississippi darkness rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a dark dream, and the steel rails still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his song again, the passengers will please refrain. This train's got the disappearing railroad blues. Good night, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. We're singing, hello, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Our guests today are the New Big Sky Singers. The group is comprised of Don McDonald, Gary Funk, Don Collins, and Rob Quist, men who have led very successful lives, all of them in music to varying degrees. Beyond music, Don McDonald is a recently retired judge. Gary Funk, the former professor and director of the UM Choir. Don Collins helped start the world-renowned Missoula Children's Theater. And Rob Quist recently ran for Montana's lone congressional seat. These four lifelong friends have recently recorded a new album 50 years ago today, and on this program we'll hear from McDonald, Collins, and Quist about this project and some of the history of the group's musical journey. I'm very pleased to be joined by phone today by Don McDonald of the New Big Sky Singers. Don, how are you doing?
Good, good, John. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to get a chance to speak with you today. Before we go any further, we want to make sure we send a shout out to Rick Kuschel and the Recording Center in Missoula, Montana, who's helping out with this portion of the interview. Don is part of the New Big Sky Singers, which also includes Rob Quist, Gary Funk, and Don Collins. And the fifth, kind of like the fifth Beatle, was it the fifth Beatle? Was do I remember the guy? Pete Best. You have Pete Hand.
It's that's like, right. That's right. That's right. Pete Hand.
Great. Fantastic. And also, we should just tell folks, this is the first interview that I've done for Musician Spotlight that is in the midst of a pandemic. And so things have changed drastically all over the world and certainly has affected us at Musician Spotlight. Don, can you maybe reflect on your feelings about that and if you've ever experienced anything like this before in your life?
These are very strange times and reminiscent of hard times in Missoula from years gone by. I don't know if you were here during the Mount St. Helens volcano, but everything came to a stop, and we were in very similar conditions. We weren't to leave our homes, and there was a trail of volcanic dust all over the Northwest, and it was choking off Missoula. And anyway, this reminds me of that. Only I think this is far worse in terms of the overall effect on the populace.
Let's go into the story behind the formation of this group, which goes back to, if I'm not mistaken, Froggy Went A-Courtin'. Was that the...
I did not sing that song, so I was very fortunate I did not. But two of my buddies at Roosevelt Grade School, this is before Roosevelt became a parochial school. Two of my buddies, eighth grade buddies, sang Froggy Went A-Courtin' with a guy by the name of Bob Sackman at an eighth grade talent contest. And anyway, they were cheered profoundly, and I was quite jealous because they were singing harmonies and stuff, and they actually did a fairly good job of Froggy Went A-Courtin'. But that's whatever that's worth.
Hey, there's a reason that Froggy Went A-Courtin' has been around for how many years? A lot longer than you and I have. So nothing wrong with Froggy Went A-Courtin'. I love it. That's great. It's a great story.
No.
So
it's crazy.
So from that point, I mean, it's just the thing that's great about the story of your guys' connection is that it does go back to grade school.
Well, we were fortunate. This is back in the old days when Missoula County High School was just one high school. And so we were part of a big class. We had just a magnificent, a wonderful teacher. Her name was Jean Lewis. And she taught a freshman a cappella men's chorus. And she took us, let me tell you, we were raw. We were inexperienced. And like a lot of kids, we were always drawn to the melody and not staying on our parts. But anyway, she was wonderful. We ended up improving a lot and then did very well at music competitions at both the local and state level.
So from those early beginnings, you know, you eventually start to connect with all these different members. Again, Rob Quist, Gary Funk, and Don Collins.
We've actually formed in about 1963 at Missoula County High School, and we went into a school music competition. After we won that competition, we were active in an all-state choir and whatnot, and Rob Quist just happened to be singing in all-state choir at the same time. But we really got together, the current group, at the University of Montana about 1966 and 1967. 1966, Gary Funk transferred down from Northern, and then Rob Quist joined us later in that year.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. Ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. A light I never know. Ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all right. Ain't no use in calling out my name, babe, like you've never done before. Ain't no use in calling out my name, gal. I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering all the way down the road. Once loved a woman, a child I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. Walking down that long, lonesome road, babe. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, babe. I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, I don't mind.
Just kinda wasted my precious time.
Don't think twice, it's all right.
Don McDonald from the New Big Sky Singers joining us here on Musician's Spotlight today. Don, let's maybe talk about this project in particular, 50 years ago today. I know you had the self-titled debut in 1999, and then I also know that you've been on 11th and Grant on Montana PBS, the terrific program, numerous Emmy Award-winning program that Eric Funk is a part of.
That's right.
So, in fact, Eric has been a guest on Musician Spotlight as well for his composition work. So you have that in your background as well as having these yearly performances. The collaboration goes back for decades. Performances all of through the years. Maybe before we talk about the project, what kinds of venues would you guys find for this particular type of music?
Well, Rob would usually find a bunch of venues in Western Montana. And so these were small venues. I'd come down from Alaska, and then we'd do like, you know, five or six gigs, maybe over a week, and just go to little local venues. Sometimes they had concert associations that Rob would line up well in advance. And we went to Libby, we went to Hamilton, we went to Hot Springs, just very small venues, but a lot of fun. The people really appreciated it, and of course it was incredible fun for us because we loved getting together and singing our tunes.
Well, and again, for listeners outside of the Montana listening area, these I love when you talk about these areas, because this is like real Montana. This is more, well, Hamilton's a pretty good size. Not Libby too, I guess, by Montana standards, but this is still pretty rural Montana. And that's where you get a real flavor for, I think, Montana culture.
I agree. And I think, you know, I've been around a long time, and I've played a lot of different places, you know, for big gigs and small gigs and whatnot. But I don't think I've ever seen people more appreciative than in those small towns.
Oh, that's so true. I mean, I can concur with
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. Just one quick story. We played up way up north of Libby, I think near Eureka. And we did a school presentation for kids that were in school. And they loved us. We had some songs especially for the kids there. And afterwards, all these little kids come up, you know, third, fourth, fifth grade. Can I have your autograph?
Outstanding.
So cute. Oh, that's very
great.
Funny.
That's great. Don, let's go back to talking about the project 50 years ago today, and you're the producer of this project. So let's talk a little bit about how it came together and why now?
I would say that, John, that I'm sure you're familiar with it. I've been recording on and off most of my professional life, but I've never really had the time to just sit down and, you know, really try to nail it. Recording takes time, and even with all the modern conveniences, to get it really, really tight and right, it takes a lot of time. And so that means a lot of time in the studio, means a lot of time in the isolation booth. And we never really had that luxury. So I'm retired now. I thought this is our opportunity to really, really nail it and get a superior production, because for us, this is going to be our last album, and we wanted it to be our best. I haven't listened to it much over the last couple of days. I did just before I came in here. And I'm really proud of this work. We laid it all out there. I mean, there's nothing more that I would do to change what we've done on this album.
I'm getting tired of hanging round. Think I will marry and settle down. 'Cause this old nightlife, this old sporting life is killing me. I got a letter from my home. Most of my friends are dead and gone. I begin to wonder, I begin to worry about days to come. And that old sporting life leads you, there's nowhere to go to, 'cause you don't know nothing else. And just when you think you found a way out, blues jump inside your head. I got no mother, my sisters and brothers don't talk to me. Mm-hmm. getting tired.
I'm getting tired
of hanging round.
Of hanging round.
Think I would marry.
Think I would marry.
And settle down.
And settle down.
'Cause this old nightlife, this old sport life, is killing me.
This old nightlife, this old sport life.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm joined now by Don Collins, calling in from Seattle. How are you doing, Don?
I'm doing well.
Thanks for joining us here on Musicians Spotlight. And Don is also one of the members of the New Big Sky Singers, along with Don McDonald, Rob Quist, and Gary Funk. Let's maybe touch on, Don, how you came to be a part of the group.
Well, actually, Don and I were the original members, Don McDonald and I. He had just moved to town, and I had just learned to play the guitar, and he was just learning to play the guitar, and he was a huge fan of all of the music in the folk music era.
By town, we want to make sure listeners know we're talking about Missoula, Montana.
Yeah, right. And this is like about 1962, I think, when Don moved to town. And of course, this was the time when you all sang together. So we did a lot of hootenannies and things like that, and started just doing a lot of singing because it was fun to hear four young men sing together and sing in harmonies.
That's a really good point. I don't mean to interrupt you there, Don, but that's a really good point to just bring into focus that time frame. And I'm a little younger than you. I'm trying to think, the Kingston Trio, would they have been kind of an influence
that
on you guys?
Or that's kind of a huge. I mean, Don McDonald,
yeah, like kind of a,
bought every
a
one
template.
Of their albums and their songbooks as soon as they were available. He always seemed to have more spending money than I did, so he was the one that always had the stuff. but you know, every time there was a new album out, it was, you know, Collins, I just got the new Kingston Trio album for so-and-so, you know. It was an interesting time and a chance to just get out in public and sing a lot, because every weekend there was a hootenanny somewhere in town during that period.
Don, let's explain to listeners who might be a little bit younger what exactly a hootenanny is.
Yeah, it was a time when anybody who had any kind of a folk group or a guitar and an urge to sing, or they were a songwriter or whatever, would get together and share their songs. And often most of the songs were songs with a political conscience, and oftentimes protest songs, because of the whole movement of the folk era during that point was commentary on society. Any of the songs that were being covered and sung at the hootenanny that were popular songs, everybody knew them. They all knew the words. So it was a really interesting time and moment of sharing through music.
Don Collins joining us here on Musicians Spotlight. Don is part of the New Big Sky Singers. You know, when I hear you talk about a lot of the songs that you guys were doing back then that were happening at these hootenannies and that had a big influence on the group, and you mention, you know, songs about community, about protest and events and challenges of the time, what comes to mind is, you know, fast forward 50 years to this project of yours, 50 years ago today. And the song that comes to mind of the cover tunes that you do is the Steve Earle tune, Living in a City of Immigrants.
Right.
Which seems like a perfect,
throwback.
A perfect.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Totally.
Social conscience. Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, there were so many. I mean, all the Dylan tunes, Blowing in the Wind, and then things like Where Have All the Flowers Gone, all of those wonderful, great songs of that time, If I Had a Hammer, you would hear sometimes in one of those concerts, you know, two or three versions of the same song even, covered by different people and how they handled it. It was fun stuff. And it carried right on into high school for us and through high school and even into college.
I don't need to go traveling. Open my door and the world wants in. Living in a city of immigrants. Living in a city that never sleeps. My heart keeping time to a thousand beats. Singing in languages I don't speak. Living in a city of immigrants. City of black. City of white. City of light. City of innocence. City of sweat. City of tears. City of prayers. City of immigrants. Living in a city of immigrants. River flows out and the sea rolls in, washing away nearly all my sins. Living in the city of immigrants. City of black.
City of black.
City of white.
City of white.
City of light.
City of light. Living in a city of immigrants.
City of stone.
City of stone.
City of steel.
City of steel.
City of wheels.
City of wheels. City of immigrants. All of us are immigrants. All of us are immigrants.
City of black.
City of black.
City of white.
City of white.
City of light.
City of light. Living in a city of immigrants.
City of stone.
City of stone.
City of steel.
City of steel.
City of wheels.
City of wheels.
City of immigrants.
Go and far away in a distant land, a cowboy stood and started shouting at a three-piece band. Play me something good, make it sound like real music should. Play me something. Play me something good. Play me something good.
Play me something grand. Let it swing, we'll dig it band.
Play me something. Play me something grand. Play something.
We'll be back with more of our visit with the New Big Sky Singers on Musicians Spotlight. Welcome back to Musicians Spotlight. The New Big Sky Singers are our guests, and in this segment, we'll continue our conversation with Don Collins and also hear from Montana recording artist Rob Quist.
This thing called love, I just can't handle it, this thing. God love, I must get round to it. I ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love.
This thing
called love,
called love.
It cries
like a baby
in a cradle all night. It swings,
ooh-hoo.
It jives,
ooh-hoo.
It shakes all over like a jellyfish.
Ooh-hoo. I like it.
Crazy little thing called love. There goes my baby. She knows how to rock and roll. She drives me crazy. She gives me hot and cold fever, then she leaves me in a cool, cool sweat. cool, relax, get hip, get on my track, take a back seat, hitchhike, and take a long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. Gotta be cool, relax, get hip, get on my track, take a backseat, hitchhike, and take a long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready.
Ready.
Crazy little thing called love. This thing called love, I just can't handle it. This thing called love, I must get round to it. I ain't ready.
Ooh, crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing called love. Yeah, yeah.
Crazy little thing called love.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy little thing called love. Yeah, yeah.
This thing called love.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy little thing called love. Yeah, yeah.
She's driving me crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy little thing called love. Yeah, yeah.
Don Collins joining us here on Musicians Spotlight. Don is part of the New Big Sky Singers. Don, one of the things I wanted to ask you about was, did you ever think at that time when you were first starting the group and even maybe in the first few years that this would be something that you would be reflecting on 50 years later and still getting together with these guys and continuing to make music and doing a recording, you know, well, 50 years down the road?
Oh, heavens no. I didn't think that it would, even as an adult, as we finished college, that it would be something that I would be reflecting back on, because it appeared when we finished college that everybody were kind of beginning to, you know, go their own ways. I started MCT with Jim Caron, and then went on to Seattle Opera. And so I was having a classical career in Seattle, and Rob, formed Mission Mountain Wood Band.
Don, I want to go back to something you said just a couple of minutes ago for our listeners' sake. And it has more to do with you specifically as opposed to the band in general. But when you toss out the term MCT, certainly some people, you know, many people across Montana are going to know what that means. But for, you know, listeners who are not familiar, who are listening outside of Montana, which we have a number of listeners outside of Montana, explain what MCT is. That's a huge thing when you casually toss out that you and Jim Caron started MCT and then go on with ... and then you go on with something more. That's a pretty huge accomplishment. You could hang your hat on that, I think, and call it good.
Yeah, it was a unique moment that had to do with growing up in Montana and going to the University of Montana.
Missoula Children's Theater, we should say
two,
that.
Two big things. And MCT is Missoula Children's Theater. Jim Caron and I met one summer during between my junior and senior year at school, and I was doing some of the summer programs at the university, and they were going to do Man of La Mancha, and Jim was traveling through town, and there's a great old story about his Volkswagen bus breaking down, and he was going to be in town while he was waiting for the bus to be repaired, and he was just knocking around for the summer. So he saw the sign for auditions for Man of La Mancha. He always wanted to do the show. He auditioned. He became Sancho. I was Don Quixote. And a lifelong friendship grew out of that. And at the end of the production, he said, "Bob, this is such a great town." He said, "It would be a great place to start a children's theater." And that's something that I've always been interested in doing. And sort of a Mickey Rooney moment, you know. Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, you know. That's a great reference. Again, those of us of a certain age know that reference. Yeah, you know that. Yeah, let's put on a show.
Yeah,
let's put together
we didn't know any
a program that lasts for
so
how
we
long?
We started this.
Yeah.
theater, we started writing and producing all of our own stuff, and took over and took what we had started with and grew it into what is now Missoula Children's Theater, which is known all over the world and travels in all 50 states and, 17 different countries.
Well, Don, I want to ask you one more thing in regards to the new Big Sky Singers. The thing I wanted to get right down into was some of the nitty gritty, because apparently, you know, though you guys have stuck with it for 50 years, there have been a couple of incidents. You're laughing already. But there was a little bit of a little testosterone exchange between a couple of the members.
Yeah.
I've been given permission, by the way, listeners, I've been given permission to bring up this story. So I'm bringing it up. I'm putting it on the table.
Well, first of all, you've got two kids growing up in Montana, two young men growing up in Montana, whose, skills for dealing with
diplomacy,
disagreement, will very quickly escalate into something physical. So, that was part of growing up. I mean, that's like, okay, well, I've run out of words now, so take that. The first time that Gary Funk came to a rehearsal with the group, we were on our way home after the rehearsal, and Don and I got into an argument in the car about something, and McDonald pulled my arm back and started thumping on my arm and hitting me up so it would give me a Charlie horse in the arm, and I stopped the car and said, "That doesn't belong outside." And so we got out of the car, and Funk is sitting in the back seat looking at us like, "Yeah, well, this is funny. What are you guys doing?" And we went after each other, started throwing punches at each other and sliding around and falling around in the snow. And all of a sudden, my watch came off and went in the snowbank. And I said, "Time out, time out. My watch came off. My mom gave me that watch. We got to find that." And we're going, "You can't call time out in a street fight." And so we finally find my watch, and then I said, "Okay, I got it." And so we started fighting again, and all of a sudden Gary's between us going, "Jeez, you guys, you're supposed to be friends. What the hell?" And he pulls us apart, so we get back in the car, kind of panting and wheezing, and when we told this story to Gary's brother, he said, "Yeah, who's going to get hurt with a couple of music majors in a fist fight?" And so we got back in the car, and I said, "Well, I'm hungry. Want to go get a Big Bun sandwich?" And McDonald said, "Yeah, let's go get a burger." And Gary goes, "I don't want to go anywhere with you guys. You guys are crazy."
That's
that was
great.
His introduction to the group.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. That's great.
I got something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, I'm gonna let you down and leave you flat. Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that. It's the second time I've caught you talking to him. Well, I have to tell you one more time, I think it's a sin. I think I'll let you down.
Let you down.
Leave you flat.
Gonna let you down and leave you flat.
Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that. Everybody's green, 'cause I'm the one who won your love. But if they see you talking that way, they'd laugh in my face. Please listen to me if you wanna stay mine. I can't help my feelings, I'll go out of my mind. I'm gonna let you down.
Let you down.
And leave you flat.
Gonna let you down and leave you flat.
Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that.
You
laugh in my face.
So please listen to me if you wanna stay mine. I can't help my feelings, I'll go out of my mind. I'm gonna let you down,
let you down,
leave you flat.
Gonna let you down and leave you flat,
because I told you before. Because I told you before. Oh, you can't do.
When I first laid eyes on you, I swore I'd do anything. I let you clean me up, fix me up, just to get you to wear my wedding ring. Now I'm having second thoughts. I'm writing you this letter, 'cause I'm scared to tell you to your face. I like the old me better. I like the old me better. I was a lot more fun. I like the old me better. I didn't take crap from anyone. Well, I'd sleep all day, party all night, do whatever I wanted, whatever I liked. You made me a brand new man, but I like to owe me better. Don't get me wrong, it ain't that bad, and I appreciate your work. I don't drink as much, don't swear as much, even made me go to church. I ain't done much talking since the day we got together, and I'm a different man because of you. But I like the old me better. I like the old me better. I was a lot more fun. I like the old me better. I didn't take crap from anyone. Well, I'd sleep all day,
party all night,
do whatever I wanted,
whatever I liked.
You made me a brand new man, but I like the old me better. No doubt about it, you're the only one. And I know you really loved the man that I've become. But I like the old me better. I was a lot more fun. I liked to owe me better. I didn't take crap from anyone. Well, I'd sleep all day,
party all night,
do whatever I wanted,
whatever I liked.
You made me a brand new man, but I liked to owe me better. I got to say, you're the only one I've ever loved. You and me were a perfect fit, just like a hand in a glove. And now I'm sitting here looking back, wearing this stupid sweater. Truth be told, I got to say, I like the old me better. I like the old me better. I was a lot more fun. I like the old me better. I didn't take crap from anyone. Well, I'd sleep all day,
party all night,
do whatever I wanted,
whatever I liked.
You made me a brand new man, but I like the old me better.
I like the old me better.
I was a lot more fun. I like the old me better. I didn't take crap from anyone. Well, I'd sleep all day,
party all night,
do whatever I wanted,
whatever I liked.
You made me a brand new man, but I like the old me better. Well, you made me a brand new man, but I like me, I like the old me better.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. And now I'm joined by Rob Quist, also a member of the New Big Sky Singers. Rob, of course, will be very familiar to Montana listeners as well as listeners across the nation as a singer-songwriter and performer for many years, part of the Mission Mountain Wood Band and many other groups here in Montana. and as well ran for Montana's lone congressional seat in the United States Congress just a few years ago. Rob Quist joining us here on Musician Spotlight. Rob, you mentioned just a second ago the concept of trying to bring levity to a recording and a project. What are some ways that you can do that? It seems like there's a number of different ways that that can happen, and some of them can be subtle and maybe not so subtle.
Well, you know, I think that the way that this song, it's a Keb Mo tune called I Like the Old Me Better. And the way this one came about is that my wife is one of the, Bonnie, she is one of the greatest teasers in the world, but she can smile and get away with it. So I thought, I need to get back at her. So I found this, I heard this song by Keb Mo. It's about kind of about a guy that's kind of pining for the old days, you know, when he used to kind of be able to stay out and you know, under off the leash and be able to stay out and party with his friends. And so, but it's just a very cleverly written song. And I thought, you know, this one is just going to be perfect for the new Big Sky Singers.
And is that one that, how did that song come into your world?
I heard it on an NPR broadcast. I believe it was Mountain Stage or one of those shows. And I actually had it in mind for the new Big Sky Singers. We were putting together this CD. And so I thought, you know, this is going to be a perfect one because you always need that change of pace song on any recording that's just going to, you know, stand apart from the others and you know, have its own little route, track.
Yeah, you can do worse than go with a Keb Mo song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's
And, you
terrific.
Know, I've always been a fan of some of those old country blues pickers. I really went to school on Mississippi John Hurt, you know, so I've been a big fan of that kind of music for pretty much my whole career.
Rob, let's talk about the title track from this CD, 50 Years Ago Today. Tell us how this tune came about.
Well, you know, I was thinking about, you know, our history and the fact that, that you know, we've been together for 50 years and we were best buds in college. And so I thought, you know, this is a good chance to tell our story of the band and kind of how this all came together. And so I really wanted to contribute an original song to this whole project. And so so I wrote this and brought it to the guys, and they were pretty excited about it because, as I said, you know, it kind of covers the history and really our journey. We were just the best buds in college and got to play together, you know, only for, I only got to play with them for about a year. I was the last one to be a member of the group. And then both Don Collins and Gary Funk graduated and went their ways, but it was just such an important part of my musical development, and I wanted to capture that, you know, for the CD.
It strikes me that the four of you, beyond the combination of you all together as a group, have had really remarkable lives. You know, going back and getting to know the other three a little bit better. I know you and I have met on a number of occasions, but just really getting to know a little bit more about these guys and the remarkable lives that you all have had, it's really quite something.
It really is, you know, and both Gary, you know, of course, Gary comes from a family of musical geniuses, Eric Funk, his brother, of course, being one. And he has had just such an amazing career as a choir director. He had award-winning choirs out in Ohio. And, of course, he was the director of the Jubilees, which my daughter, Halliday, got to be, you know, under his tutelage with the Jubilees. And, you know, he's just one of the best lyric tenor singers I've ever heard. And, of course, Don Collins, I mean, his career with the Seattle Opera Company as the lead baritone for 8 years and had all those productions that he has been in. But, you know, Don McDonald, of course, you know, we had another group called Devlin McDonald and I after the New Big Sky Singers went their ways. But then he chose the route to go become a lawyer and then a judge. But he always really pined, you know, to have a musical career. And so that was one of the reasons we really wanted to support this CD because, you know, this was Don's chance to really, you know, get a great album out. So that's kind of why I went to the wall for him on this one.
In a world where nothing lasts too long, use it, you throw it away. But two people stand to make a marriage vow, soon they go their own way. But we come from another place in time where it wasn't always so. Where you took great pride in things at last to see how far they would go.
went to a northern sunset zoo and joined the two dogs for a brand new start. We became like brothers, music lovers, for a song made from the heart. A song as big as the big sky, sung forever and a day. It's the best thing one could say. It's 50 years ago today.
For college kids with stars in their eyes, a love for a tune guitar, a bond of friendship running deep, strong meant to go far. So we wrote some songs, rehearsed our parts, when all of our plans were made. We took to the stages, collected our wages, but it wasn't for the money we played. And went to a northern sunset zoo and joined the two dots for a brand new start. We became like brothers, music lovers, for a song made from the heart. A song as big as the big sky, sung forever and a day. It's the best thing one could say. It's 50 years ago today. That have come and gone, for all the shows we have played, for everyone who has heard our songs, the music that we have made. We offer up our gratitude to you who join us here to celebrate our run tonight. We look back over those years. Went to a northern sunset Mizzou and joined the two dots for a brand new start. We became like brothers, music lovers, for a song made from the heart. A song as big as the big sky, sung forever and a day. It's the best thing one could say. It's 50 years ago today. A song as big as the big sky, sung forever and a day. It's the best thing one could say. 50 years ago today.
Rob Quist joining us here on Musicians Spotlight. We're talking about the new Big Sky Singers and touching a little bit on some Rob Quist stuff here. I would be remiss in not talking just a little bit about your journey here a couple years ago and stepping forth into the spotlight in a whole other way. And as we sit here again in the midst of a pandemic in early April 2020, just some thoughts as you sit here today about your entry into a congressional race and what you learned about the people of Montana and maybe how that, you know, reflects on you in general and maybe this whole project that you're doing with the new Big Sky Singers.
Well, I think that first of all, I believe the reason that I ran is that of course, you know, I've always had, and you can hear this in my music, that I have a great love for Montana's public lands. And it was very disconcerting to me that there are forces that are trying to get their hands, you know, and turn those public lands into their own personal profit. And I think that was one of the reasons that I stepped forward. And it was quite a journey. And I think people were very surprised that I decided to do this. But, you know, in many ways, I have so many connections, you know, not only to every town in Montana, every county, but I'd also had played different functions for the Montana Hospital Association, you know, the Logging Association, and all these different groups. So I really felt I had a connection throughout the state. And even though I didn't win, I came probably closer than anyone else that's run for the House in the last several years, you know, since Pat Williams. But it was overall, I'd say it was really an amazing experience for me because, you know, I got to meet people that I wouldn't have ordinarily met who have become lifelong friends. And, you know, and so it's, I guess that they say that, you know, you should check things off of a bucket list in terms of running for office. And boy, did I pick a big one for that.
Yeah, I'll say.
But you know, it was really an incredible experience for me, and one that I'll always treasure. And I think that, you know, we had to cancel one of our New Big Sky Singers concerts because of it interfered with the primary convention. And so that was kind of a tough one. And it was the last concert that the community concert up here in Kalispell was going to do. So that was sort of a bitter pill to swallow for me. But I had great support, you know, from the New Big Sky Singers. You know, all of them are very knowledgeable, very intelligent men, and they were great counsel throughout the race as well.
Rob Quist joining us from the Flathead Valley here on Musician Spotlight. Rob, it's been a pleasure talking shop with you a little bit, and I look forward to talking to you again down the road.
Well, hey, I want to say one more thing. There was kind of an interesting thing that happened, you know, when we decided to go our own ways. And of course, you know, we just had such a great bond with each other. And so we made a pact when we left, when Gary and Don left the band to pursue their own personal, you know, journeys. And so we made a pact to meet back at the School of Music on July 1st in the year 2000 at noon. Well, as it turns out, I was being inducted into the Montana School of Fine Arts, University of Montana School of Fine Arts Hall of Honors. And so they asked the New Big Sky Singers to come and perform, you know. So all of a sudden, instead of just meeting at noon in front of the music building, we were performing at Denison Theater. So that was just a great thrill for me, and kind of an interesting way that pact came true.
That's a great story, and you read my mind, because I had set out in this interview to make sure to check in with you about that pact. I think you've given the most detailed explanation of what went on with that, so that's great. Rob, thanks again for joining us here on Musician Spotlight, and we'll talk to you down the road.
It's my honor.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been the New Big Sky Singers. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org. You can also find us online on our own website, musicianspotlight.org, as well as on Facebook and on Twitter. Our program is available as a podcast from those websites, as well as through iTunes and Spotify. Special thanks today to the Recording Center for this interview. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.